Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning. This is Deborah Vaughn, and I welcome you to Connection Point. We are coming to you live from Niagara on the Lake Ontario, and it is an absolutely stellar morning out there. I hope that you are enjoying, we're in the middle of a long weekend here in Canada, in Ontario anyway, and I hope that you're having a good morning wherever you are in the world, or if you're joining us later in the day, that your day is going along nicely. Summer buzzes by so quickly, so I hope wherever you are, you can enjoy it. And even as I say that, I'm aware of how many people in my life and people I know who are having challenges right now, not enjoying life as they might because of health issues, financial issues, relationship issues. So many things can pop up to cause us worry and fear and doubt. Sometimes when I tell somebody to have a nice day, I'm aware that that might be even be a challenging statement. You can see in their face that they're doubtful that that's even going to happen. Now, on these little podcasts that we bring you every morning, we're going to be talking about things to inspire us in our day, things to help us to reflect on through the course of the day that will hopefully keep us on a happy, measured track so that when we reflect on what you hear, you're going to be feeling that, remembering back at the little affirmation or the little prayer that we've had. Just think ways to help your days go more smoothly, be more motivated, get connected with all that is, with Creator, with divine love, so that you can move through your day and have a good day and not have that feeling of, oh, yeah, well, that's what everybody says. Or people used to call me Susie Sunshine because I'd be perky in the morning and, you know, it was like I was on a coffee high all the time and people would be groggy or grumpy or trying to get oriented, and I knew that my perkiness was not always welcome, shall we say. When I was a parish priest in a town called Lindsay, which is north of Toronto, the parish secretary had a little plaque on her desk facing her. It became her mantra. Mine used to be, whatever doesn't kill you make you stronger. Hers was, your attitude determines your altitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. Now, she had a tough life. She was having many difficulties happening at that time in her life. And the little saying helped her to stay focused. It helped her to look past the things that threatened to drag her down and wreck her day. And it helped her remain in that place of joy. And affirmations are very helpful for us, very important. When I'm going through tough times, I tend to write things out and on sticky notes and place them all over the place. You know, in the bathroom, on my computer monitor, the dashboard in the car, anywhere on the fridge, anywhere I will see it as a reminder. Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Or something, maybe you have your own little mantra. And at times like this, when we're feeling threatened or afraid or concerned about something, it's nice to have that affirmation right front and center so that we can call it to mind, kind of reflect on the truth of it, and it puts it back into perspective. So your attitude determines your altitude. Now think about that. How we deal with things, how we think about things, has a direct impact on how our day goes, how we think about things colors every experience. So think about how your day is going to go. If it started out a little rocky, then take this time now to take a great big deep breath and decide as you do so that it's going to get better from here on in. Choose that it will get happier. Choose that it's going to go more smoothly. Choose that you're going to have a fabulous day, that you're going to bring people into your life who are going to help you, who are going to support you, who are going to make your day absolutely vibrant. And you know what? Your day is going to get better. Your day is already getting better just by choosing. Just by choosing. So remember that you're not alone, that you have family and friends, that we have this whole entourage with us of heavenly friends, angels, heavenly helpers that assist us through the day as well. And it's important to get them on board, this heavenly team that accompanies you, just to know that you are never alone, that you are always, always helped, that the cavalry is right at hand. And right there in front of you is an embrace from our loving Creator, who knows your needs, who wants to help you, and who wants you to enjoy your day, to get your spirit soaring, to bring you inspiration. So let's start right now and take that deep breath and know that you are incredibly loved and blessed. And today we're going to affirm that we are loved, that we are special, that our Creator walks with us through the rough and through the smooth places. Now, it's true that terrible, frightening things can happen, things that don't make any sense. The shooting at the Colorado movie theater. We had a shooting here in Toronto a few weeks ago. It makes it kind of difficult sometimes to feel safe, even in our neighborhoods, in our well-worn paths, because that element of unpredictability is always there. There used to be a singer named Robert Palmer, I think it was Robert Palmer, who in his videos was surrounded by this wonderful, good-looking group of ladies with sunglasses on for one of his videos. I want you to kind of put yourself in his place today and imagine yourself surrounded by like an angelic SWAT team, that they are with you, that they have your back, that they are going to lead you into safe places, and that you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about anything. I'm thinking especially today of those families, of those people affected by yesterday's shooting at the Sikh temple in Wisconsin. What a terrible thing. What a horrible thing to happen. We send out prayers and angels to them today, to all those families who were affected, to that little town that was affected, to the people who have been shaken watching the news footage, watching the coverage. We send angels to them to surround them and bless them and help them. Our prayers go out to them. Prayers of healing, prayers of grace. Knowing that they are safe, and their loved ones are safe as well in that place of love and light. And we hope that all that happens and the things that happen like this will be used for higher and greater purposes, that somehow out of these senseless deaths, there will be good that comes. There will be understanding that comes. And it will be for all of our greater good. That's my prayer as we consider the hard things in our lives and the things that have to happen to us or that occur, unpredictable things. Well, let's take a moment now and offer a prayer to bless us in our day. Loving Creator, we give you thanks for all the possibilities and the promise of this new day. We ask you to go before us, to set your angels around us, to protect us, and protect everyone that we know, everyone that we come in contact with today. We hold before you the people in our life who need healing, help, support, guidance, and direction. And as we lift up our own needs to you, giving them over so that we can focus on the wonder and the beauty of this world and the good things in it, may we know your presence with us, your inspiration, your light, your guidance, and your love. Thank you for every blessing. May we be affirmed and empowered to be a blessing in the world today. Well, there we have it. Through my foggy voice, it's early. It's just that my voice hasn't woken up yet, perhaps. I think maybe it's just seasonal allergies. I don't know what's up with my voice, but I hope you heard well, and I hope that you'll join me again tomorrow when we reconnect for Connection Point. Have a wonderful, blessed day, everyone. Take care.
Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb.